A morning in a lifetime. If you feel okay with your own flow in meditation, then please stay near and true with that flow. What connects you to the heart, to aliveness, the deep heart, and not just the signs of life, but some deeper aliveness than staying true to your way as it comes up. As it bubbles up like a spring, moment by moment, receiving experience. The aliveness of breathing sensations, or the aliveness of just a stillness that kind of starts to absorb your presence. The cells happily agree to that stillness. If you're not sure what to do, then just to review, just with kindness, laying the body on the ground, whether in a sitting or a lying position, with kindness, letting the body put itself on the ground. At home on the earth. A creature with spirit. Belonging here. Allowed to find its natural position. For some quietness. And so if sometimes you're not sure about the body position, if you think maybe better to move or not, more inclination towards stillness. If it's just an itch or a little fly or a restlessness, then maybe you could melt below that movement that wants to happen and not move. Because this chance in our lifetime here to touch and understand and be touched by what is this mystery of life is too easy. So it's not just that easy way of going along with habit. It's too easy. Something easier than habit that can be really hard to get into. It's too easy. So the habit of insecurity, or the habit of reaching up to your face to wipe away the invisible ant or itch. We can open ourselves out of the habit to be touched by life in another way. So letting the body find a position that it wants to be still in. It wants to be intimate with life in that position. And then we kind of stay true to stillness there, if possible. And again, only if you're uncertain of what to do, and that uncertainty bothers you, doesn't let you rest. Or if you notice you're too certain of what to do. So then relaxing. The body comes into its place on the ground, belonging to the earth, to life, to breath. And then we could notice if there's uncertainty or certainty that's interfering with just being here. Or we're just not sure what to do, or we're too sure what to do. So then, what's the most simplicity? Something that's possible that you can do. Sometimes you can feel the out-breath in the lower belly. So do that. Or sometimes you can feel the back of the body with the breath on the ground or in the air. And you just do that. And when the mind goes elsewhere, which it will, something notices it's gone elsewhere, something can come back, be welcomed back to the same. But not even again, not even that much time, just now again, without the sense of time. Fresh. Out-breath, belly, out-breath, back. So just your best guess of where is more home in the body. If the mind is busy, including the breath, the sensations of the body breathing. Either just the out-breath or the whole thing in-breath and out-breath. And that's all. Nothing else. If you feel good with your own flow of meditation, or you feel good already with that simplicity of just practicing the one thing, out breath in the belly, the whole breath in the back, or whatever you have found to be more home, home means more a reminder of already here, welcome, ordinary and vast. Nothing special, nobody. What a relief. An open space. The wind blowing through the body and mind. If you start to already feel good with the simplicity, noticing if sometimes in the skin, or as if in the space around the body, in the field of experience somehow, subtle sensations come of stillness or joy, brightness, heaviness. Quietness, blessedness, deep okayness, or wordless aliveness, then that starts to become your practice, letting that practice for you, letting yourself accept that quietness, happiness, letting it pour through you your body like a sponge absorbing into that. And that's all. Sometimes there's more energy, sometimes there's less energy. And that's all. Sometimes bad mood, sometimes good mood. And that's all. Doesn't matter. Something more important can come through by being really nobody, having no extra thing to do that's not in silence. It's not just here, alive, enough, and good. Softening and letting life find you. Relaxing and letting what's beyond the known be present. Resting into now without making now into something. Melting. Leaving room for something beyond words and beyond what we've already experienced, that's already here, that we don't expect, that we can't understand. just in the simple, letting it come across to you. The simple is mysterious. The mystery is simple. It's already here. And so, other than what I already know, what else is going on? What else do I experience? What else is here? Softening, relaxing, resting into the simple as it is. Letting aliveness just come across in the simple, in the mystery. Nothing special. Nothing extra. resting into the fullness of experience and also the bottomlessness, the emptiness, the ungraspability. The fullness and the ungraspability, both a relief. So full and rich, so here and gone, completely gone by itself. Resting into a kind of pillow-like foundation of enoughness. Maybe it is enough, maybe you are enough. Maybe something's already complete. Before we even start thinking about things. Just in the experience of breath and belly, breath and back, or where your home is. In that fluid present. Asking the mind to stay, as if we have a magnet that starts to pull the mind back out of its habit of going out, distraction, going past, going future, etc. And there's a magnet down to the lower belly or the breath or the back. And so with forgiveness, the mind, we notice the mind goes, but still the magnet. So even though the mind thinks, there's also already that other track of the mind at home, and letting the mind be pulled back home again starts to gather some energy. Resting and allowing energy to gather. Relaxing and filling. Relaxing into this life, filling with this life. Into this moment, filling with this moment. And sometimes a kind of spreading into life, letting the body spread out. The relief and resting, as well as the magnet welcoming the mind back home without any drama. Sometimes that kind of wideness feels something like a smile in the body that sometimes moves up towards the face. A wideness and lifting up that we could allow sometimes when it comes. Gentleness and the brightness or even sharpness of just now, that immediacy, that precision that keeps on happening now. Friendliness with yourself, friendliness with life. No matter what mood or energy level, etc. And just falling in deep into now. Would anyone like to ask or share something?
So much easier to go with the instructed meditation, deeper in.
Yeah.
So I would like to do it also without instruction.
Yeah.
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
So Heidi's saying it's so much easier for her with the guided meditations. And she sometimes she would like to on her own, and sometimes, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's part another example of like the too easy but hard. And it's a practice. So what usually happens is then if you would go on retreats, after a while, like, stop giving so many instructions. So some acceptance of that it's a practice.
Mm.
And also how at the beginning of things, which we come around to again and again, it's not only one time, we're at the beginning again and again, periodically. At the beginning, it's so good, so good, that we can't help but be open and kind of more humble. And that it's really helpful to kind of let that openness and humbleness and sincerity. And I think also in the beginning, we're more in touch with our willingness to be generous to ourselves. We can feel the preciousness of the chance of being on retreat or having a meditation. And so that willingness and kind of awareness of the precious opportunity and openness, not sure, can allow that the beginning is really a good launch, a good beginning. So there's a lot of goodness about being at the beginning. And when we don't yet have so many assumptions. So as much as you can take pressure off and kind of enjoy being at the beginning, knowing that there's something helpful in not being sure, not knowing, not thinking of yourself as good at it, or like already did that, like that openness. And then the acceptance and patience and understanding that changes, there's some skillfulness that grows, some deepening that happens, and then again we feel like, what am I doing here? What is this? I don't know what meditation is after 10 years. Like, huh? And we could again remember, like, oh yeah, the goodness of beginning. Like the soil getting really soft and ready to grow. Part of what also can happen at the beginning is being open to feel really receptive during the whole day with whatever you're doing, what has a flavor of receptivity, connection, brightness or clarity, joy, connection in that sense of like a childlike, this fits me, this is, could we don't even dare to think that could be meditation. But keeping open to all of the day and all of the night, what fits and starting to wake up that ability to sense what fits. It fits so much we don't even notice it's there almost. And that starts to also redefine what is practice. Not only here, but also there, and that tree or that stars or whatever can come here and this can come there. That's very important. So we're moving towards practice starts to be everything. And also more and more a quality in practice that it's not something I want to do less of. It's not something I want to finish with and get done. I don't want it to end. I look for pockets where I can have more of it in my day and my night. My whole system is looking for it, not just me thinking it's a good idea, but the whole thing is like, oh, we feel our thirst for it and we let ourselves drink more and more. So also on retreat, it's mostly like letting ourselves hang and rest and ride on the schedule and noticing where there's friction and, oh, I want to get busy with something else, and then just hanging back on the schedule, letting it give you a ride. And then if you're sort of there with the tree and it's like childhood and open and bright and at rest, you stay. It's not that, oh, I'm missing the meditation, if it's happening. But that can't be planned. Like, when we notice that I'm planning about how I'm gonna finagle with the schedule, that is habit energy coming, and we just take a ride on the schedule. And let it sort of wear away, wash away the trickiness of the mind. Also, as we start gradually, hopefully getting more rested, there starts to be more time in the night, maybe in the early morning, and then so that is not scheduled on purpose, so that your own rhythm can happen, and really to go with it, not to feel like you have to save up so that you can handle the schedule. That's really the almost in a way. The schedule is there so we can discover, when the schedule is over, what? That's almost the more important part of the retreat.
It's a little bit for me like I do Aikido for 20 yes. years, over 20 years, and yeah. It's a little bit like finding the form and be free in it.
Yes.
I don't know if it...
Totally. Hmm, yes.
To be free in the form, huh? To
yes.
have it, but...
Yeah.
And this is tricky
yes.
to find.
Yeah, it keeps on being discovered. Mm. Yeah. Great. So she's saying she's practiced Aikido for 20 years or so, and that it feels like being free in the form, which is something from the Aikido. So there is the form, but being free in it, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is tricky, but... Anything, anyone?